Welcome to Holistic Wisdom, where we explore collaborative insights for a healthier world. We will bring together voices from many paths and wisdom keepers from diverse traditions. Each episode is a conversation at the crossroads of science and the natural world. Together, we explore what it truly means to thrive in a healthier environment. Whether you're here to learn, unlearn, or simply reconnect, Holistic Wisdom invites you into a space of curiosity, healing, and possibility. How do you maintain chaos in stability? And I don't mean how do you maintain stability in chaos. I mean, how do you maintain chaos in stability? Because for me, chaos is creative, is my creative process. And I think some people get that. And some people are saying, I don't know what she's talking about. And that's okay, because the people who are very rote and very stable, you know, they don't need to understand that. We give up our creative process, or our time, our creative impulses sometimes get pushed aside because we're too busy, because we have to make the money. That brings up the mantra that is constantly in my head. The universe listens to everything that you say. And if you say, I don't have time, I can't afford, et cetera, then that's exactly what you're going to get. And I have been running around in my head saying, Margie, what if you were to say every 3 days a week, I am going to block out this time and there is no other time, you know, and that's it. There is no other thing happening at that time but to do this podcast. And if I do that, it comes into my exercise. It comes into all of these things that I say I don't have time for. Well, what if I made time for the things that were really important to me? And money is one of them. And money doesn't, I don't have a 9-to-5 job. People who have 9-to-5 jobs, it's almost easier because they have to be there and they know they're getting a paycheck at the end of the week. The short story, when I was young and I had different jobs and stuff, if it was a sunny day, I would quit my job. I just walk out and quit my job because I couldn't stand to be inside. So if we were to say, okay, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're going to do the podcast. From 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I'm going to work out. And I really put those commitments in. If I believe in what I say, everything will fall into place. The client will call at the time that I'm available. Or if I had the guts to say, you know what, I'm not available at 9 a.m. To me, I'm saying, oh, it's just my dog walking. I mean, I can't tell them that I walk my dog. They won't take me seriously. They'll get mad. If I were to just say I'm not available from that time, but I'm certainly available at 2 o'clock. So I have a challenge for us. What if we were to take the next week and we were to schedule out our priority, right? I deal with overcommitting because we want to say yes to everything because we love everything. We love every opportunity. We want to just grab the brass ring. Okay. So are we naming what it is?
I am. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I mean, okay. We are pretty transparent people. That's the whole point of this, right? You want me to go first or you want to go?
Okay. So exercise. Outdoors is the first thing I wrote down. Dog playtime, because I have a puppy and the poor thing has just been pushed by the side because I'm too busy and he's not happy with that and he deserves it. My podcast. Okay. So it's interesting, eating healthily and breathing. Those are the 5 things that I put down.
Well, 4 out of your 5 are on my list. Okay, I put movement instead of exercise. I put quality food, podcast, present time with my son, dog to the park, and cleaning my house.
Yeah, well, I wanted to put that in there too, but I thought that maybe that kind of takes up the whole day. So I have a friend, and when I go to his house is always, neat and just I walk in and I think, ah, oh, love it here. So, but anyway, so that's okay. I'm not a hoarder, but I have a lot of really cool stuff. And every morning I wake up and I think, I just want to turn my house upside down and empty it out and just have one of each, one thing. And that overwhelms me. But that may be a whole nother subject for a podcast. But I'd be really interested to hear what other people, what our listeners wrote down. And maybe we should limit it to the five things. I don't know. But you know what I just did? Okay, so I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm smelling, it's like, what is this smell? It's like something really stinks in here. Oh, I was burning my broccoli on the stove as we were talking.
Just now.
Yeah. And so now I burn my pan, I burn the broccoli, it stinks in my house. And that's how I roll. All the time, because my brain is so trained to be doing so many things at once that sitting there and watching my dog do nothing, it's like I really have to tell myself, just breathe, look at the trees, look at the bird. Well, and I was going to say to you, what about taking your dog for a walk during that time? Because then you're doing something, you can't do anything else. And you're totally, because like you said, your dog knows, is so connected to you. The dog knows you're disconnecting from him.
Yep.
And it's important that you connect with your dog. So can you walk your dog, even if it's a 10-minute walk?
So I'm going to say yes. I use the excuse that he's not trained and he pulls and we're all over the place and it's hard and I'm not present and I'm not walking, I'm pulling and all of these things. So it's a separate thing if I'm going to go get exercise. But the reality is, if I'm totally present, he doesn't pull as hard.
That's true. Okay, folks. So in our next show, we would love to hear what your list was and comments on what we've been talking about because it's hard to make the list, right? For some people, it's very easy. For some people, it's like, well, I have 10 different things. That would be awesome. And then what we're going to do is you and I are going to be accountable. So next week, when we come back, we're going to talk about how successful our scheduling is and how we did it or how we failed, but how we're going to do it better. So
Okay.
this is an ongoing, do it with us. All right, everybody. So thanks so much for joining our Holistic Wisdom show. And here's Brooke and me signing off.
All right, take care.
Thanks for joining us on Holistic Wisdom. Help us grow this community by subscribing and leaving a review. Your support helps others discover these rich conversations. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and keep connected.